All righty. Good morning, 7-Eleven. Brock, Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about weirdly satisfying things for you. Mine involves toenails.
Ah.
I'm excited to talk about it. I'm excited to no longer hide my weird satisfying addiction.
Weird. It's weird.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
It's very cringy.
Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, as always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. It didn't have the same ring yesterday when I just did it myself. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I'm going to need to pump your septic.
Yeah, you will.
Because you know what?
Why?
You pre-ordered a game, and I'm so upset with you.
I didn't, though. It came out.
Is it out already?
It came out yesterday.
Either way.
I bought it. I didn't pre-order it.
Here's the problem. All right, everyone out there, as a fellow gamer myself, and again, I don't go crazy with it, but stop pre-ordering games because that's how they get to the prices that they're at. How much did that Mortal Kombat game cost you?
$60.
No reason for that. None whatsoever.
I know.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait until 2 years from now when it's used. I'll buy it used from Topps Trading Center for $12.
It was so tempting.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. The game's the bomb. I love that game. It's awesome, dude.
The only game I've gotten close to buying new was Red Dead Redemption 2, but I still bought that used for like half of the original cost. Yeah, yeah. I still haven't played Grand Theft Auto 5 because it's still way too pricey.
Yeah, that one ain't coming down anytime soon.
It's nuts, man. It's been out for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, it's like made of gold or something.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't pre-order.
I didn't pre-order.
Because seriously, guy, if you buy it new, that's fine. But don't pre-order because that's how they get these ridiculous. Like, oh, if you pre-order now, you get this special package. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'm setting you up. You know how I kind of justified it buying a $60 game yesterday? Is I've been playing that game since what? Since 1992?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to give them money. I mean.
I guess.
I love that series.
Is it fun?
Dude, it is. It is. If you're into fighting game, if you're into that sort of style of game, it is hands down the best video game I've played.
Is there a story mode with it?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think Mortal Kombat story mode would be really cool.
It's cool. It is. It's a full-blown movie.
You get to pick your character and you go through the full story.
Well, during the story, they kind of pick it for you because you play a certain character, then they switch, you know.
Yeah.
But it literally is a movie. It's a full-blown Mortal Kombat movie, and you get to play matches in it. It's pretty awesome.
See, and what's tough for me is, speaking of video games, I've been on Reddit. They've been posting some stuff for The Last of Us. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The Last of Us 2.
Dude, that's going to be great.
But I'm going to have to wait 2 years because the price of that thing is going to be insane.
Yeah.
An old cheapo here is not going to pay full price for that.
Well, you can come over and watch a few fatalities. How about that?
There you go. Sounds good.
Dude, it is bloody and it is gruesome.
I'll just sit there the whole time. I can't believe you paid $60. I can hear it every
Damn
time.
It.
Another day, another robot story. Oh. I swear to God, I feel like every single day in the Morning Dump, I got a new robot story.
Yeah.
Engineers at Boston Dynamics have been perfecting a robot dog, programming it to open doors and do backflips and whatnot. Well, they took things to a whole new level by putting a bunch of them together to pull a giant truck with a cable, even more scary, to work together. That's right. The engineers have taught a pack of robot dogs to cooperate with each other.
Oh, great.
We're dead.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Dude, Boston Dynamics is no joke.
You know what Boston Dynamics is? Skynet.
Skynet.
It's Skynet. Think about what's Skynet. Everyone's like, oh, Skynet. Well, Skynet started off as this robotics company that just did all of these crazy things with robots, and eventually the robots took over. Folks, Boston Dynamics is Skynet. We're screwed.
The first video I saw when they kicked that robot dog, and it corrected itself.
Yeah.
And it kept, on its feet.
You know what that robot did? It took note. It said, oh, yeah, on this date, at this time. It logged when that human kicked it, and it's just saving it for the day when it finally snaps and kills us.
Dude, that video freaked me out.
Yeah.
But then they came out with, is it Atlas, or is that the other robot? I think it's Atlas. The robot that does the backflip.
Yeah.
Dude, that video put me over the edge.
Did you see the one it jumping up the boxes at different varying levels?
Yes.
Literally. It's not just like hop. No, it's like running up boxes that are at different levels and angles.
It's running through a Ninja Warrior course, basically. Dude, these things are crazy. When you watch that robot do a backflip, it does it better than most humans can do a backflip.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Just wait till robots can compete. Robot rights, they'll be allowed to keep compete in the Olympic Games, or we have the Olympic Robot Olympics.
I love that's fine with me. That
but everything will be perfect. It'll be the perfect score if you can program it perfectly.
Yeah.
The only thing that would lead it to be would be human error if you let the humans operate it.
That's what's going to happen. The humans, you got to operate it. You can't just program it and let it go.
It's like perfect score. Perfect score. It's a three-way tie for first place.
You know, I know we've talked about it before, man, but Boston Dynamics and all these robotic companies are going to come together with Alexa and then...
No, that's you missed the story yesterday. They've been talking about basically the next step is personal assistance. Alexa, all of these personal... hey, Alexa, search Pornhub. basically, what they're going to do is... It's going to be personal assistants, which will transfer into just sex robots. Our sex robots will be our personal assistants. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be.
I love how sex robots is like the goal. Like everything else is being built up around.
That's what it's going to be. We've just been kind of I've accepted it. Yeah. I am fully aware of what's going to happen. Folks, think about it. You have two options. You can have a personal assistant or you could have a personal assistant you can have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to choose? Come on now.
Yeah.
And women can do it too. It's literally going to be a robot with Alexa built in, this personal assistant. Hey, Alexa, order me groceries. Hey, Alexa, go turn on the stove. I mean, it's just, but then you're going to be able to have sex with it at the end of the night.
Could you imagine walking in on Kiki and she's doing it with the T-100 that looks like Schwarzenegger?
Hell, I'd join in. Save some of that robot for me, baby.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it, baby. You know, straight up Schwarzenegger.
I'm going to get that voice in there, too. It's going to be great. Hey, Alexa, talk like Arnold. And then it'll just be you.
Get out of here. I'm not done. I'm satisfying your wife.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.